W Youth Beat.
This is Brian Gorey. Newspapers should sharpen up in their coverage of the Committee on Youth's report.
Got it. It's Bobby Bloom for Pepsi Cola.
It's got a lot to give to those who like to live. Pepsi helps them come alive. It's the Pepsi generation coming at you and going strong. Put yourself behind the Pepsi. If you're living, and Pepsi's got a lot to give. You've got a lot to give. And Pepsi's got a lot to give.
I believe in people, and I believe people aren't as stupid as the media, especially newspapers, make them out to be. What I'm referring to is the coverage given to the Committee on Youth report released last week. Newspapers across Canada are coming down hard on the report, not only in editorials, but in their news stories as well. They refuse to carry much more than the recommendation to legalize marijuana, and have just barely touched on the other 216 pages of the report. They're doing this, it seems, because the editors believe this is what readers want to read, but I really don't think the public is that dumb. I think this is one of the cases where there's a gap not between young and old, but between all people and the news media. I really don't think there's as much concern about marijuana as the newspapers say there is. I don't think people want to keep reading, either, what some government leaders and police officials say about marijuana. Inside of themselves, I think most older people are closer to young people and young ideas than the conservative media gives them credit for. For example, a poll was taken among fairly conservative middle-class people in Ontario, and the majority of them favored legalizing marijuana and putting it under government control. That's exactly what the Committee on Youth report says. I don't know what newspapers hope to accomplish with their heavily biased newspapers. All it's going to do is alienate more and more readers. Papers should sharpen up and quit catering to the extreme bigots who form only a very small minority of their readership.
CFRW presents Ocean in Concert.
Don't put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water.
That record, a certified million seller, rave reviews everywhere they perform. And now CFRW brings Ocean to Winnipeg, Friday, September 10th for one show only, 9 o'clock at the Centennial Concert Hall. Ocean is the first big thing to happen after school starts. We want you to be there. Tickets are at ATO and CBO at $250, $350, and $450.
Win dinner with Ocean at the Old Spaghetti Factory, where spaghetti is fun. Send your name and phone number to Ocean, CFRW, Box 1022, Winnipeg 1.
Youth meeting around town. The Committee on Youth's report should be required reading for every Canadian. Get together $2.50 and pick up your copy at the Information Canada Bookstore, 499 Portage Avenue. This is Brian Gorey.